Chapter 6. Aunt Margot had fixed up a tiny guest bedroom for Nori. It had bright green walls and an iron bed frame. There were no toys, no art supplies, no family photographs. But there was a stack of library books by the bed and a vase of late summer roses on the desk. In the morning, Aunt Margot showed Nori the rest of the house. She explained how to work the remote control for the television. She taped a chore schedule on the fridge. Then they went to the grocery store, where Aunt Margot asked Nori what her favorite cereal was. Nori knew she should say Fiber Flakes, because that was Father's favorite. But Father wasn't here, was he? Father had sent Nori away, on purpose. So in a flash of recklessness, she told her aunt the truth. Fruity Doodles. Aunt Margot didn't blink. She bought two boxes of Fruity Doodles as well as half a dozen apples and a pint of chocolate ice cream. I arranged for a neighbor boy to walk you to the first day of school tomorrow, Aunt Margot said over dinner. It was takeout pizza.
Who is he?
His name's Elliot. I taxi his mom to work at the hospital a couple towns over, Aunt Margot said after swallowing a bite of pizza. Her shift is early, so I'll be gone when you wake up. Can you fix yourself a bowl of Fruity Doodles?
Yes.
And be sure to switch off the lights when you leave. Oh, and Elliot's in the upside-down magic class, too. That's pretty great, don't you think?
No, Nori didn't think it was pretty great. There was nothing great about any part of the situation. But she knew Aunt Margot was being thoughtful. What's Elliot's magic?
He's a flare, and an unusual one from what I've heard. I haven't seen him in action. He's... Well, you'll see when you meet him. But he's a nice, nice boy. He'll swing by to get you at 8.
The next morning, Nori woke up to an empty house. It took her a moment to remember everything. When she did, her heart felt empty, too. She looked on the bright side. Hawthorne wasn't there to make her wear a dress or braid her hair. That meant she could choose her own clothes.
Nori wiggled into her lucky purple pants, pulled on a hoodie, and left her hair big. She was dressed for school by 7:30, which gave her plenty of time to eat breakfast, watch cartoons, and get really and totally terrified. Would everyone else know one another from ordinary school? What if no one spoke to her? What if she didn't make any friends? What if she never made any friends and she spent her lunches hiding in the girls' bathroom trying not to turn into a bitten?
The doorbell rang. Nori jumped, then answered the door. The boy on the steps was pale and tall, with nice straight teeth and long legs. He had big hair, too. Short, loopy curls sprang over his head, defying gravity.
Hi, said the boy. I'm Elliot.
Hi, Nori made herself smile.
You've got a fake smile, Elliot observed. But that's okay. So do I.
What?
It's the first day of school. Durr. And it's the first day of upside-down magic class. Everyone's going to be staring at us, and not in a good way.
Nori blinked.
We are now officially wonkos, Elliot said. He shook his head. I know some of the upside-down kids from before, and a few of them are scary. Others are just...
Nori still couldn't find her words. Scary and wonky? Oh, why couldn't she just be at Sage Academy?
Come on, Elliot said, jumping down Margot's front steps one at a time. I've lived here all my life, so I know the quickest way to get there.
Is the quickest way really the best? Nori wanted to ask, but she didn't, so Elliot peppered her with questions instead. He was a talker.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Chocolate, Nori said. She and Dahlia liked chocolate. Hawthorne liked peach. Father didn't eat sweets.
What's your favorite animal? Elliot asked.
Dragon, Nori said. She had never seen one, although for a brief time she'd almost been one. But she was hoping to travel to Australia one day and see them in the wild.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
I heard about your mixed up animals from your aunt. Is it scary?
Nori snapped to attention.
He knew?
Of course he knew. Father had told her aunt. Her aunt had told the school. That was how she'd gotten into the upside-down magic class. Yeah, it's scary, she told Elliot.
Can you do normal ones?
Sometimes.
Why are you black when your aunt's white?
My dad's black. My mom was white.
Do you want to tell me about your mom?
No, thanks, she said to Elliot. What could she tell him? What did she really know? She didn't remember much. But he wouldn't stop.
Is she dead? I heard she was dead.
Sounds like you already know.
Want to tell me about your dad?
No.
Want to tell me about anything?
Sheesh. Nori was at a loss. She wasn't sure she wanted to open up yet. Or ever. But she didn't want to upset Elliot either. He was the best chance she had of making a friend here. Knock, knock, she said.
He smiled. Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Knock, knock, she repeated.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Meow.
Meow who? She grinned.
Just meow. I got bored waiting for you to answer the door, so I turned into a cat.
Elliot paused, thought, and laughed. He had a great laugh, big and snorty. They reached the top of the hill. There was a red brick building with kids milling around it. Elliot stopped and waved at it dramatically.
Here we are, Dunwiddle Magic School, he said. And look, there's Andres. He'll be in our class for sure.
Elliot tipped his big hair head at a boy a few yards away, floating in the air. He was brown, probably Latino, Nori thought. He had shaggy hair and wore a stripy shirt. He was a flyer, obviously, but he was much higher up than any beginner flyer Nori had seen. Every so often, his body jerked forward. He flailed his arms. Around one ankle was a red rope. An older girl held the other end and chatted with her friends.
Is he on a leash? Nori whispered.
That's his sister Carmen holding the other end, Elliot said. Want to know what happened?
Nori nodded.
On the day before his 10th birthday, Andres flew up into the air during math. Just flew up, not on purpose or anything. Our classroom had a ceiling fan. Andres went straight into it. His hair got caught. He spun around 3 times and then flew off into one corner. He hasn't been able to come down to the ground since. He has to sleep up on the ceiling, eat up there, everything. If he wasn't on the leash, he'd float away like a helium balloon.
This sounded awful. Poor Andres.
Yeah, no one hangs out with him anymore, said Elliot. It's awkward.
So, what's wrong with you? Nori asked.
Elliot barked another laugh.
You mean, why am I in upside-down magic?
Uh-huh.
My problem is that I'm a flare, only...
He broke off in the middle of his sentence and dragged Nori behind a bush.
I don't like people to see, he whispered. But you're gonna see it anyway in school. I might as well.
Elliot picked up a twig and held it out at arm's length. A zap of light set the twig on fire. Nori jumped back, not wanting to get burned. But there was no need. The twig flamed for only an instant. Then the light went out. The entire piece of wood crackled over with ice.
Ice!
I flare, but then it freezes, Elliot moaned. Or else it doesn't flare at all.
Nori touched the ice twig and looked at Elliot in awe.
She'd never known anyone who could freeze things before. She'd never even heard of people who could freeze things before.
Come on, before the first bell rings, said Elliot, changing the subject.
He dragged Nori out from behind the bush.
I hear the cafeteria food is gross. I hear the principal is invisible. I hear we get recess every day after lunch, and you're not supposed to go in the wooded area. Still, everyone goes in there anyway. The lunch duty ladies don't pay good attention. Oh, and watch out for Pepper. Pepper will definitely be in our class, which is not good news.
It's not? Nori said. Why?
Pepper's an upside-down fuzzy. In other words, a fierce. There have only been, like, 2 fierces in all of history, I think. Extremely wonky. I know, because I went to ordinary school with Pepper. On the day Pepper's powers came in, pow!
Nori's heart thumped.
What happened?
Stampedes, howling, peeing on the carpet. Our neighbors have goats, and Pepper made them stampede through the fence. And I know these other people who used to have a pet dog. Pepper scared it so badly it hid for 2 weeks. Then, when it finally came home, it was always trying to bite people. Pepper terrified that dog into permanent meanness. The people had to give the dog away.
Wow, Nori shivered.
I've heard other stories, too. Horses crying, cats trying to hide in mouse holes.
What do fierces do to fluxers? She asked. Like, if a fluxer is in animal form and Pepper comes along?
Pepper terrifies them, just like any other animal.
What if we're in our human form?
Dunno. It's probably still bad. I'm a human and Pepper scares me, Elliot said.
Nori wasn't sure how she'd ever survive her class. They were almost to the stairs leading to the school's front door when Elliot abruptly peeled off to the left.
Just saw my flare friends from ordinary school, he said, talking over his shoulder. I haven't seen them all summer, practically. They must miss me. You'll be okay, right? I'll see you in class.
Nori wasn't sure she'd be okay at all. But before she could even wave, Elliot had been swallowed by the crowd. First day. So many students. Just one Nori.
Okay, deep breath. You can do this, Nori told herself.
It won't be that bad. Maybe it'll even be fun. She would look on the bright side. Starting today, she was going to learn new things and make new friends. I really, really will. She held her head high and walked inside.